Okay, everybody all set? I think we try to get this meeting going on time and see if we can get it over a little earlier tonight. The weather is kind of inclement. It'd be nice to be able to get home. I'd like to start the meeting with a pledge of the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, you were.
Slow down. You're gonna hear.
I've resurfaced. Okay. First order of business is the agenda. Everyone should have a copy of the agenda if you want to take a quick look. And if there's anything on here that needs to be added, we can pick it up as we go along. If we catch anything later, so. Won't we accept the agenda as written? Okay, hear the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. The next order of business would be the minutes of the October 27th meeting.
The only thing I would like to amend, under the LLC My Residence East, table upon motion by Bill for future review, being tied to other dead legal issues, I'd like the word dead removed. Oh. And okay, I'm sorry.
It is removed, it wasn't removed.
Since I sent them off.
Oh, okay. I had two things that should have been picked up under old business. The Young Lift request was tabled, and that was that action was not caught on there. And then right after discussed Trail 4 and a need for plans and photos, more Trina. That was tabled, and we're still waiting for a geothermal diagram, just so we don't lose that one.
You picked up both of those on the old business here, right?
Well, old business on the minutes.
Yeah.
It should have been on the old business, because they were discussing the old business.
Okay.
Anything else that anybody's caught? Okay, can I ask for a motion? We accept any of those three changes?
I'm so moved.
Having a motion, second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Requests.
Will Tucker. I did this summer and I just went back and checked it because it provided us with the diagrams and stuff and the material he's going to use. He did I made a suggestion back then that he cut down on the length of the dock and he did, so I won't be accepted.
Now, has the reduced dock length been incorporated in each plan?
I second.
Okay, we have a motion to second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Russell, Dana, and Connie?
Did an inspection on this one. They're using the existing post, so they're really, the only thing they're doing is adding that 8x8 section on the one side. And they've got plenty of room on either side, so I make a motion to accept it.
Give a motion for extension, whatever. All right, we have a motion, second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Healy, Kathleen, replace dock and boat lift?
Went to this one, so no problems with it whatsoever. Her existing dock is about the same length as the proposed, so. I make a motion to accept it.
Okay, your motion, do I hear a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, Robert Nancy Over, L-273 rebuild dock.
Went and looked at this one, plenty of room on either side. Height's not an issue on the boathouse because it backs up into a bank.
Okay, so you're high bank, so you're not blocking any views right now.
So I make a motion to accept this. Submit it.
Okay, we have a motion, do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, Terribaletti.
Did we receive anything from this gentleman, Rhonda, in the formal effects? We did, so we got the agreement for the current dock and the revised, yeah, and the revised drawing.
Yeah, for license and dock renovation, right?
Yeah, what we're going to add to this file? Yeah, that's fine, as long as you got it. The existing dock, if you look at the diagram. This one. The existing dock actually extends beyond the property line. And so he's got an agreement from this neighbor saying it's all right, that as long as it stays in the same footprint, should it be changed, then we have to go to him. Okay.
Well, that's the neighbor's dock that's encroaching, is that correct?
No,
this one.
It's his dock.
It's his dock, the existing dock.
It's the existing dock.
Well, I don't know, I'm just wondering, in the front it says the existing neighbor's dock.
Yeah, that's 25 foot away.
Right.
If you go to this one, Bob, it's easier.
This one here.
Okay.
In the corner of the, the corner, he doesn't have 5 feet clear.
Oh, I got you, all right.
Oh, okay, right there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, because I was looking at
your work being done late.
There's a lot, yeah. All right, there's a lot.
Not at this point in time, no.
So, if that's ever revised, that's got to come out.
He do, can he just...
So what he's doing is he's proposing the dock to move in the right direction.
Right, but because it was a license, I wanted to make sure we had it in file.
Yeah, right.
That it's existing and that the neighbor was okay. Right.
Okay. Okay, I guess we have a motion on the table.
And then, we're not done yet.
All right.
The measurements... You wanted to go out, you go to the last one. total of 29 feet from the shoreline. I mean, he's in a, this is Charlie Stewart's old house. He's in a cove there, but the 29 feet...
I thought it was going to be out too far.
It's actually, it's about, it sticks out about 2 foot further than the one on the point. So I talked to him, and he should have sent us just a note saying he was going to cut it back to 27, which would put it in line with that other dock there on the point.
Change from 22 to 20 feet.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, yeah, he's not going to change the interior. What he's changing is this one here.
Right.
So then he'll be in line with that other dock out there. Yep.
Why do you have all these stipulations?
I just wanted to get, you know what I mean?
There's no post being changed here, nothing in the water?
Oh, yeah, there's all, he's...
The new part, but the old part, the existing part's staying. He's just adding on to the...
Yeah, this is his existing here.
Right, right here.
This is all new.
Yeah,
right.
And the DEC permit?
That's up to him to get, we're just doing the preliminary thing.
All right.
But I didn't want, you know what I mean, I wanted to line up with the other one.
Right, I understand.
So I hear a motion with changes.
I will be...
And the changes have been duly noted. And he has been notified or will be?
And I just told him to send us that, and we would amend his request to those specifications. So that way we can just, you know what I mean, we can just do it tonight. So that's my motion.
A motion with changes. Everybody understands that motion, that's the final motion. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Okay. Next one is My Resident East LLC. And that's a request to install two personal water tap lines.
I have no problem with the installation of PWC hoist, providing that he comes in compliance with all district policies.
Well, this over here is this is part of what it's in litigation, so I'll make a motion to accept this.
I'll second that.
Okay, now we are accepting this as proposed.
As proposed.
You had a stipulation that it...
Nobody seconded my motion, my dad.
Okay, we have a motion on the table, seconded.
Mm-hmm. Gene seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, two ayes.
I'm opposed.
I'm opposed. I break the deadline, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, it's not that long. You got two. You don't need it.
No, you got half.
Two, one.
No.
Three out of five. Don't you have to have three to need it?
Yeah.
Well, I would say. Mike's not here.
No.
Right now, we're...
Deadlocked.
We're deadlocked. Truthfully, and I say, this is going to sound like a chicken meow, but I'd like to abstain. And there are an awful lot of things going on right now that, I mean, this request itself, in and of itself, isn't a big issue. It's tied to so many other issues that I would abstain. I would let you do it.
Are you asking for my interpretation?
Well, we got two ayes,
One nay and one abstention. It didn't move good.
I think it carries.
It carries?
Hand up.
All right. It carries.
The majority of the four members present.
All right. Next request is from Kathleen Hock. And regarding dock construction.
Well, I want to know how the people on existing peninsula are going to get to their docks. The bridge is gone. And in order to walk around it, they can't because there's a fence there.
Seems to me this is discussions that we've had and concerns that that particular dock would be used to obstruct people's access to...
There's so many issues here that we got to resolve. I think it's totally unfair that this keeps coming in front of this board when they know half of this is all tied together.
Certainly locked with some of the other issues, I know.
They're asking to build docks while we're being asked to take docks away from people. It's just ludicrous.
All together.
Placing this board in a position where we've expressed that we can't make a decision on this, but we get some kind of a joint agreement, and no one seems to be willing to make a joint agreement.
So I know that there's a lot of legal discussion going on. Right, what do we do, table?
I say that it stays tabled, but we get some kind of agreement.
Okay. Rick and Jean, we have a, I guess we, is that a motion?
I'll make a motion to stay tabled.
We have a motion that we table it because of the complexity of what's going on, and it's tied to so many other issues that need to be resolved, that you can't resolve these things out of context.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Aronson, Robert, Raywall.
Did an inspection on this. He's just, I mean, that's currently what he's got there is a concrete cap with the gabions underneath it. So he's just redoing it in the same footprint, with the same type of construction. So.
He's going down and getting a better bite?
There's really no, I mean, it's rocks and steel mesh, and the steel mesh is rotted out, so that's his concern. He just wants to, you know, like I said, he wants to do the same thing. I mean, I don't even know that this just isn't a simple repair instead of a replacement, but, I mean, I vote that we approve it.
It doesn't seem...
I have a question here. Has this been before us before? How did he get a DEC permit for that? Or
he probably went to DEC first.
That's not protocol. Is it?
Is that a permit?
Right there.
No, that's an application.
It's an application, but how can you get an application?
You can apply, they won't do anything with it.
They won't do anything until they get a letter.
They won't approve it until you guys...
I just wanted to get it clear in my people's mind.
Really won't mention.
All the horseshit.
Well, that's a good question.
All the horseshit that's going on around here, get everything clear.
No, he can apply, it's just they won't move on until they get a letter from us that we...
Okay. You don't think he's got to change anything?
No.
Well, unless the DEC, I don't know, the DEC now, they're looking, they don't like those gabions anymore. They might...
Oh, they don't like gabions anymore?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that was the thing I heard, so. They might not approve it, but that's up to them.
That being the case, I move we approve it.
Okay, I hear a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the next one is Moran, Dan, dock extension.
Went and did an inspection on this one, new two. There's no issues whatsoever with this. Make a motion to approve is submitted.
I'll second.
Okay, you have a motion to second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Gansdale, Tim and Suzanne, Great Wall and dock extension.
Went and did an inspection on this one as well.
Quite the pontoon boat. How wide is the average pontoon boat?
Eight and a half.
Eight and a half, okay. If you look at this, I mean, I just want to make everybody aware of it.
This is where it built out once before, in other words.
Yeah, we approved this last year, the 16 by 16.
This one here?
Yes, we approved that last year.
Oh, this is a great wall, okay.
Yeah. Got you. I measured out 10 feet, okay, from the end here.
From the end of this dock, extension on the dock here, 10 feet here.
No, widthwise.
Oh, widthwise.
Okay, if you go to second page.
8 foot out, okay.
Well, I measured 10, okay.
This is 8 foot out, not wide.
Yeah, but the length doesn't concern me.
Okay.
Okay, flip back one more page, though. There. So, you see how he's got this here, how he wants to go this way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a dock over here, okay, that they use the front of.
Same person?
No, different license.
Okay.
I measured out 10 foot, and that still was 16 feet of clearance between...
Between this dock and this...
And where that, and where the end of that pontoon boat would be. I didn't see a problem with it, the 16 foot of clearance. Does anybody have an issue with, you know,
they have room after they get in here to jockey that pontoon boat around?
If they, yeah, if you put this boat here,
mm-hmm.
and then this dock here,
mm-hmm.
okay, at its narrowest point,
16 foot.
I still got 16 feet between it.
From dock to dock.
From the widest, from where the pontoon boat would stick out,
where is
to where the...
So you got 26 feet, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, I just want to make sure everyone's good with that.
Okay. I hear a motion that we approve it. May I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. And Coyle, Lawrence, Thomas, and Cynthia, license.
Dock's in good shape. Do we have a community dock as well?
Table it until such time as community dock agreement is received.
That's what we've been doing, pushing to get the dock agreements in.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're formed today.
You have
good reason.
Community dock agreement among the neighbors and the other, right?
So, all right, I have a motion that we table it because there's no community dock agreement in place. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So you need to notify all the people.
Okay. And that should be it for new requests, is that correct with you? business. First item of old business is Harkin. This table for review by Rhonda regarding a letter. Have we received that letter yet?
No, they did contact me, they were sending it, but moving to budget is moving, but it's not here yet.
But they are sending it?
Sending it.
Check is in the mail.
Yeah.
Well, at least we, these are the people with the joint back, right? That we've been struggling with for a long time.
We have that connector between the two of them. It's two sisters.
Right. So I mean, as long as we've made contact, at least they finally responded to us. So let's table it one more time.
Your motion, we table it.
I'll second. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Yeah, Dale and Grace, voice request was tabled.
Grace is here, I spoke to her. We just gotta locate, they couldn't get the hoist where they needed to because the water was down. So they located it where they could get their boat in. One of us has gotta run down there and spot it for her. Can you get down there? Is it gonna be around this weekend or?
Yeah. Rick, weren't you already there to see where we wanted to put the boat hoist?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same place.
If you put it there, I don't have, I never had a problem with where you wanted, where it's supposed to be. The problem I had is where it ended up.
Well, that was because the water never came up.
Right, and then we never got permission from you to put it there. You told us not to move it until we got permission.
It was tabled.
Well, we just gotta go down.
Yeah, no, if you put it where it is, where it's supposed to be.
That's what we wanna do.
Do it. That's fine.
It'll go where the original request was, where she knows.
Okay, now how do we handle the paperwork here?
Paperwork's in.
Paperwork's in, so now we approve it.
We approve.
Grace said she's gonna do it.
It just didn't get in place because the water didn't come up.
So, do I hear a motion that we approve it? The provision that is inspected to make sure that it is done for your unit. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
Thank you.
Lay, Chesky removal, table for inspection.
US Mail did not deliver this to me, so it didn't get done. Just that simple. So I'll take it with me and I'll have it by December, but I can't do what I don't have.
We're gonna have to table it again one more month, right? Motion to table, second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. The Hutton's Bay issue, the tax map was to be reviewed by attorney and a letter will be sent to all affected parties in Hutton's Bay. I do understand that the attorney has all the tax maps, is that correct? Does Bruce have them?
Send him.
All right, so Bruce has them, so it's just a matter of our following it up with Bruce. I propose we keep it on here, table it, I guess, and we just have to keep it as old business until this time is resolved. So.
Right.
Your motion that we table?
Table.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Trail 4 Community Dock. That was tabled for additional information. I don't see any of the parties.
No, we needed a...
We needed a plan.
Materials list.
We needed a plan from two parties.
Yeah, and the materials.
Just a plan.
Yeah.
Now, I think we got pretty much a proposal from the community doc. I don't think we've heard from the other individual yet. I think we've heard a lot of verbals, but I don't think we've had anything in writing. So there's been no formal response from him, has there? He's blown out, what, 3 or 4 or 5 meetings?
Anyway.
Just table this one for right now.
Okay, well we're gonna have to table it, I guess, because from what I can gather...
It was supposed to be here tonight.
From what I can gather, the community doc people aren't gonna be represented either. They weren't able to make it tonight. There's some information that they need to get us, so... Alright, I hear a motion, we table it. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. More, Trina, table for geothermal diagram. Can we get our geothermal diagram? I'm a little bit up, easy for you to say. geothermal diagram.
Where the pipes are along the road.
No.
I didn't get it.
You sent him a letter.
Yeah, I am talking.
Is that something that she has to wait for some contractor to give her?
I don't know, because I don't know who's doing it for them. They never released, in their application, they never said. You call them, yes, it's, I mean, this, tell them what we need is, we need to know that.
Where's that be?
Well, they had it mapped out, they didn't have the depths. That's what we really need to know, is how deep. I'm sure our contractor's doing it for them, so.
So do I hear a motion, we table it for one more month, and?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, so moved. Gene, you're getting ahead of yourself, that's my job. I don't get to do anything else here, except.
I didn't say no.
I know, I'm just teasing you.
I'm just reading my mind.
I understand.
All these things just keep getting tabled, right?
All right.
They don't, I have a comment. All these things just keep getting tabled. If these people are not responding, why don't just take them off the agenda and then start over again?
We do a lot of this stuff as a courtesy, because there's a filing fee involved and everything else, but.
Well, I mean, this is one that's been postponed for years.
It just keeps dragging and dragging, you know.
Which one?
That's one of them.
Yeah, well, see, that's.
This is another one right here.
Well, this one is.
Well, I mean, I'm just.
No, I just want, the reason this one's been tabled for a year is because I truly haven't had the time to go down there and do it. And that's my fault, that one's on me.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay. McNutt, Floyd and Amelia, dock license table pending resolution of breakwall and dock issues with the DEC. Is that still ongoing?
Have we heard anything from the DEC, Rhonda?
We just have to assume it's ongoing. And before we can do anything, we have to hear from them. And I guess we have to table it again, right?
I can call Mary.
Why don't you call Mary and see where that's at, if they're going to make a decision on that or not?
But officially, for this action, we have to table it.
Right.
Motion to table? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Geffert, Kevin and Linda, dock license request table for review of community dock agreement. Is that the community dock agreement wrapped up yet?
Geffert, yes, we got it.
Approved.
Okay, so I hear a motion we approve. Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed?
Took one off.
So moved.
Two.
There you go, Gene, you got one off the list.
Take what you can get.
Woeful, Bill. Rick was to inspect removal at Old Steel Dock at permit 195 to make sure that they followed through with that.
And it wasn't removed when I was there, on Wednesday.
So, what do we do?
I think, if memory serves me right, I thought we were going, I tried contacting this gentleman once. I didn't have a lot of time. So I only tried contacting him once to see what he was actually going to do. Whether he was going to remove it or not. And if he wasn't, I think then at that point in time, because he isn't doing breakwall, because he is doing breakwall, we should ask him to, because it's all nasty. So, I mean, if we can table it again, I'll try and call him more than once.
Bring it right ahead.
Yeah.
I table it for one more month. Motion is to table it for one more month.
Second.
Second. All in favor? Opposed? So moved. DePalmo, Louis, Lawrence DePalmo. Licensed request table for attorney review.
Anything back from Bruce? Table.
Okay, I have a motion, we table. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thomas? Tom. License request table for attorney review.
Anybody hear anything back from Bruce?
No.
Second, table.
Okay, table. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
Yep.
Kenneth, break wall application table for added information.
What were we waiting on in that one?
Yeah, what were we waiting on? He didn't send us anything hardly.
Oh, diagram?
Dimensions, boundaries.
He didn't send dimensions, boundaries, anything. I would say send him a letter and just tell him if we don't have anything by next month, it's going off the agenda.
It'll be denied.
It's gonna be denied.
It's gonna be denied, you have to reapply.
He applied, but he didn't send us anything.
Okay, so for Unger, I hear a motion that we table it for one more month. And a warning that if it isn't acted upon in that length of time, it will be denied.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. LLC, My Resident East, has a request to move 12 trees, it was tabled.
That's all part of, I don't, it's all part of that, like I say, it's all part of this negotiation. And I don't know where this is, I don't know where Mike is. Mike's supposed to be doing all this. So I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, there was supposed to be discussions taking place directly, and I've heard some rumblings from attorneys, but...
Well, I haven't heard, Mike was, I mean, I brought that up last meeting. He's the one that wanted to handle this, he hasn't been at the last two meetings, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
So what do we have to do, table it one more time?
Table it till...
Table it till we get an answer.
Table it till we get attorney.
Well, whatever, I don't know who, you know, he's talking, the parties, I don't know what's going on. Supposed to make decisions.
All right, I hear a motion. I hear a motion that we table it. Do I hear a second? All in favor?
Second.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, spillway repair, status report by Bill. Bill, do you have anything to... I know I've had some correspondence that's been flying around.
Yeah, I got a few things. All the demolition is done. Getting all concrete out, everything's cut out. All the rebar for the center pier is in place. This week, they were painting. They're gonna paint the gates. We had a discussion about this, because we thought they should, we wanted them to start moving on the concrete, but they felt they'd save a lot more time doing the gates right now, because the center pier is out of the way, and they could tent it, and it's a lot easier to tent it and scrape and paint the gates right now. There's a lot more room to work, so Paul Dwyer at Hatch Energy and myself and Alcor, when we felt that was the best way to go, we'll save some time down the road. They felt it was easier for them to tent the areas they gotta pour concrete in and keep them hot than it is trying to tent the gates at a later date and keep them warm and get them painted. So we're still on schedule. I mean, everything.
Yeah, we've got some pretty decent weather except for the rain.
Yeah, the one thing I want to bring up, and I want this in the record, we've had three incidents of sabotage on STC's equipment. The barge has been cut loose twice, floated out in the lake. They put water in the diesel of the tug. They removed the plug of the tug and tried to sink it. I gave STC the go-ahead to hire whatever security they needed, they felt they needed, to secure the site. I don't know who's doing it. All I know is it's bullshit that this kind of stuff's going on. We're trying to get this done, and people down here with this agenda they have, and I don't know what the agenda is, trying to hold this project up. It's a bunch of bull. They're screwing around with equipment, somebody's gonna get killed down there. I don't know what's wrong with people around here.
Everybody wants this done in a timely fashion, and I thought that we were pretty much on track with maybe even a little wiggle room building.
Well,
and this isn't helping.
When they come in and have to spend a quarter of a day to round up their equipment.
Were the authorities advised?
Yeah, we advise all the authorities.
police reports have been filed with the state police.
I believe it's a direct attempt to make this board look bad, and I'll put it right out here in public. So that's where we're at with the project.
Has the weather held them up much, Bill?
No, actually, the weather's been very good.
I mean the rain.
Temperature, you can tent it, and if you don't have to heat it, it's...
No, they've been good. I mean, we've been holding the level pretty steady, though.
Yeah, that's the other issue there.
It's only, I think they have water up in the spillway one day so far, but it was just not a lot, so...
So they are painting the gate, or that they probably got painted?
Supposed to have them all tented. I don't know if they've got them painted yet.
They're all sandblasted.
They're all sandblasted.
Yeah, yeah, sandblasted.
That was one of the issues we were concerned about, was late in the game, whether it was, you know...
Be warm enough, exactly. And they just, Greg Gill and them just felt it was easier now to tent with them down on the spillway floor than trying to tent them up in the air.
What's the cure time on the concrete?
Oh, it'll be, I mean...
It's exothermal, so you've got a couple, you know, you could...
I mean, before it's fully cured, it's gonna be 7 weeks.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it'll be...
The initial cure, it'll be a couple days.
I mean, even if weather does get chilly, we'll be...
Yeah, well, they...
We're better off getting cold weather with concrete than you are with...
Yeah, they're gonna, like they said, it's just easier to tent those three, the main pier and the two sidewalls, and keep them warm.
I got a question for you. Maybe you don't know the answer. The other day, there were a whole lot of wire coming down the gully there. Did that get up over the spillway over there?
No, he said just dribbles, because...
They kept it down.
They've been managed to control it with the 2D valves.
Yeah, I haven't, Greg, only the one day I called him, he said there was some water going down the spillway.
Three tenths Monday morning.
There was a lot of water coming down.
Well, that's because you had two valves open 100%.
But I was wondering if it had got up, and, I mean, not negative anymore.
Just three tenths.
I think there's one other issue that we should all be aware of, that this project is not without some pretty significant cost. And with all this monkeying around and sabotage and crap that's going on, it's adding to the cost of the project in addition to delaying it. So we're shooting ourselves in the foot, so I don't know what's going on, but it's got to stop.
Well, both the town of Kennedy and the town of Rushford have offered to contribute $2,500 each towards the cost of building additional security.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Enbel transducer repair was tabled till January 2007. Just keeping that on there as a reminder. The Balcom Beach, the dock layout, and the DEC application was tabled until January 2007. Just too many irons in the fire right now, so we'll keep that on the list for January's. Senator Catherine Young invitation to Rushford that was postponed until next spring. Meanwhile, we plan to meet with her at her office to discuss pending matters. Anyone have anything to report on that?
It's more or less a legal matter that I'd like to discuss in executive session.
The new Lake District resident information packet, that's been kind of getting shoved down the back burner, but it's not dead, so we'll just keep that moving along, keep it on the list. The emergency action plan update has to be finished. We've talked amongst the three of ourselves tonight. We'll get that information together and we'll get that done. Lake management issues and guidelines, we'll start pulling those together pretty quick. Maggie, you're good to see you. We didn't have you pick on the last time, so.
Oh, yeah.
Lake cleanup program for the fall of 2006. And I have a note here, follow up with Maggie.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do after. I really won't.
Well, I know you and John were talking
about...
Yeah,
we just set a day that was the first day.
But I do understand there really wasn't a lot of litter on the lake.
No, actually, it was relatively clean.
There were a number of people got out and got their animals still picked up. Good.
It was...
It's a beginning.
Rainy weekend, I think.
It's a beginning, moving in the right direction. The new signs for Balkan Beach for spring of 2007, we'll put that on the back burner until after the holidays, we can get going on those.
Yes, sir. We did discuss putting a new sign down at the entrance to Balkan Beach off the Balkan Beach Road, right?
Yeah, the arrow of where, how to get there. It's buried in the bushes now.
You can't see it.
Yeah, you go around, you end up turning around in Maggie's driveway if you're lucky. If you're not lucky, you're in the lake. Okay, and the last thing was the FOLA meeting in October. We weren't able to attend it. Maggie, you did?
I did. It was a really interesting program.
Okay, if we could ask, do you have a...
A quick synopsis?
Well, do they have a quick handout or something we can copy and...
No, they didn't. The only thing they had was an agenda. That, you know, they had several guest speakers. Don Cook spoke on, as president, you know, he had written a letter to the DEC on the new dam regulations that they're preparing. I didn't get into depth of that. There was an update on the milfoil prize problem in several of the lakes and how they've handled that.
Yeah, that was Lynn O'Fan's.
Yeah. Senator Young was there discussing some of the problems with taxations and just New York State in general. And who else was there? I think it was like five different people that were... It was a nice program. Unfortunately, it was the week following the surprise snowstorm.
Infamous.
Right. The DEC, they had a representative from the DEC, but it was Region 8, not Region 9. Region 9 was kind of tied up in Buffalo. I didn't find the DEC guy very informative. He didn't have a whole lot of answers to any of the questions. Pretty much directed people to call numbers or... There was a lot of discussion about the different departments in the DEC.
If you had something in outline, it would be helpful for us to give us a chance to kind of dissect it.
Yeah, I don't have anything. They didn't hand anything out, and I didn't prepare anything for, you know, we get it in the FOLA newsletter.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. That concludes old business. There's just one more. I saw John Bernhardt came in, and he was back up on the Trail 4 issue earlier in the... And I don't think we received anything from John.
I didn't realize that I moved that fast. I didn't realize that I was supposed to do anything, but I'm prepared to do it.
Okay, well, there was supposed to have been a set of plans in your proposal to remediate the problem, and their proposal to remediate the problem.
Well, first of all, I don't know what the problem is, Mr. Chair. I've never been advised of any problem. I've never been received any information about what the problem is. So I don't know what the problem is. I don't think there is a problem. And if there is a problem, well, I'd like to know why. I'm prepared to pull out the original. I've got my original deed. I've got the original plans. And I think I was not given, I was not advised of any problems with it. I know that there were surveyors all over my lot last year, but nobody advised me what the results were. So I've not received anything formal, nor nobody's spoken to me verbally about the results of that survey. I dispute the results of the survey because I think it's got pin locations. I've asked for commissioners to come down and go over with them prior to the meeting. None of them showed up. So I can't submit a proposal to solve the problem unless I know what the problem is.
Well, the problem is, and I believe that basically it started with the fact that the break wall there is unstable, mm-hmm. and it's creating a navigation hazard.
The break wall is unstable.
The break wall is leaning out heavily. Mm-hmm. Now, that being the case...
The 3.5 foot, it's caved in.
Yeah, well, it has been moving, and is leaning heavily. Now...
It hasn't moved in 5 years.
Well, I don't know that.
hasn't moved in 5 years. And that was when the dam gave out the high waters and as late as lock erosion, and I had to shore it up again. And I admit that it's caved in about 3.5 feet.
Okay, well, I think what we need and what we've asked for from you and from the other group of people is documentation. We need to know your documentation to show your lot line. Maybe you want to go back to when you built your breakwall and on what basis you drew your...
It's all in your records. It's all in your records. And that's why I asked the commission to come down on site. I've got all the records. It's all in your records. That breakwall was built, according to spec, prior to that dock, Trail 4 dock, photographs and everything else to show it.
Well, so, I think we need all that information to sit down and go through it. And obviously, at the time that the breakwall starts to collapse and is becoming unstable, is the time that if there are any questions, we have to resolve all the questions and then come to an agreeable solution. And I think what I heard from the other group, and believe me, I'm not part of either group.
I understand. You were.
I sit on the other side of the fence from you.
Uh-huh.
And I really probably should recuse myself from this, but and I'm not playing favorites. I'm just saying that, guys, I think it would be a heck of a lot more sensible to sit down and come to an amicable agreement than to start throwing money at lawyers. And
I agree.
That doesn't get you anywhere.
Lawyer, well, but their doctors...
I never saw a lawyer in my life pick up a shovel and...
However, their dock is also unstable. It shakes. It's in the wrong location. It was built out of spec. I've got dimensions. I've taken dimensions. I've lived with the problem for 10 years.
Those are issues that we can inspect. So, I mean, we need to get all...
It was built on my property. It overlaps my frontage. I complained to the commissioners about it when it was built. And they said, well, can you live with it? I suppose I could back then. But now that it's reared its ugly head, It encroaches on my frontage.
Yeah. It encroaches more on my frontage than it ever does yours, so I'm not going to agree there either. But, you know, I've chosen not to make an issue of it, but I think that the two of you need to work this thing out. So what we need from you is your documentation, your justification for what you got and what it is, what it was intended to be and what it should be. And maybe it needs to be remediated to something like that or more. Do they have some plans to do some various things or proposals and things they would like to see done? In any event, they've got some up-to-date surveys. I don't know what your surveys are based on.
The surveys are incorrect. They started.
I can tell you something. I've had property surveyed from one. If they survey from the south and come down in one direction, they get into a set of pins. And if they survey from the south and come up, they get another set of pins. So. I can't deal with that.
I dig it.
I do have some.
But I have documentation that the survey is incorrect.
Well, I have some pins in my yard. I know that I'm pretty confident, pretty comfortable. So,
regardless of pins, surveys, or anything else, questioner's hand is the break wall.
It's the break wall.
Okay.
And
okay.
Whether or not
what's the plans to fix the break wall?
And
that's the question.
I don't think 3.5 feet moving that break wall, okay, then 3.5 feet is going to solve your problem.
They didn't say it was going to solve any problems. I asked you a question with regards to whether or not you're going to submit plans to fix the break wall.
I don't think that's... I will submit plans, if I have to fix the break wall. But I don't think that's going to solve your problem. I think it's a poor design. I think if we're going to do everything like that, I'd like to get that dock redesigned such that it's...
You have to determine whether or not the dock is unstable.
The dock is unstable. It's a poor design. I think
don't
what
put
they
your complaint in writing. We'll be more than happy
it's
to check
it. You make your claim, and then we will inspect for that particular aspect of it.
I've asked for you a commission to come down and speak with me. So... And I can write up something. I'll write up something when I get more information. I can present my side to a commission, and I'll be glad to write up something. And but this is not a one-sided problem.
No,
this is
no,
a
no
large problem that's been going on for. It's
no situation ever is. So, John, you know. approached you a number of times, and we've not heard from you until now. And what we're asking from you is some suggestions from you. What are your issues? What are your concerns? Here is what the other side is saying. What do you have to say? And
trying to get some resolution.
We got to get some resolution on this thing. And the bottom line is, their dock is not falling into your break wall. Your break wall is falling into the navigation area.
And that's not going to solve the problem. Because Lee Lita housing was there, and he could get out easily. But the problem is a lot, the boats are a lot wider. So I think the problem is, I'll fix my break wall, but I don't think that's what you want to do.
If you're going to go back, put your proposal together and agree on a survey and say, all right, this is where the lot lines and the projections are. This is where the line of the break wall or whatever should be. Mm-hmm. And then we'll address any objections you have about the dock, the instability of the dock. That can be investigated. And nothing is forever. As you know, today your break wall, next year their dock.
I think the problems are all tied in together.
Well,
that's what we ought to talk about. I think maybe one of these, we got a commissioner down there. Maybe get a couple of people, one or two responsible people to trail forward and try and hash this out.
We're happy to get down and inspect it, so...
Okay, I'm leaving though Tuesday.
If you will please leave information with Rhonda, give Rhonda copies of your documentation and whatever. Rhonda, we do have your files.
Saturday?
We have to have some old files when I had originally...
Well, not prepared copies, but I want to...
You won't be around.
Well, if there are any, was there anything
3 hours in
your real file
in between?
You want to go down?
I've been here since September trying to get somebody down there, so. But I'm leaving Tuesday. No matter what.
I'll be down because I'm going to be working at the barn. We'll come down. Well, what time are you going to get out of the woods?
Do a one?
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
All right.
And then I'll know what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I've got the sketches, I've got designs, I've got my lot lines, wrong pin locations. I can go over everything with you, and then we can get you started, because otherwise, I don't even know what to do.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you. All right, that's the last order of old business. Any other old business? committee reports. Deb, do you have anything to...
The budget hearing for Rushford was held Monday night, and of course, Maggie and Janet and myself were there, and it went very well. They answered our questions. That's basically it. It's quite an interesting meeting, and everybody was well behaved.
Anything further?
Mike did a good job. He was quiet.
anything further on the historical?
Pardon?
Anything further moving along on historical? Just girt and all that stuff. But it's still kind of okay. Anything else? John is not here, and we'll talk about ecology or habitat. I think we touched on that lately with the fall cleanup, and I'm sure there will be other items that will be cropping up. New business. Do we have any new business to bring before the board?
Yeah, the generator's acting up again. It's called Key Power, and they're going to come look at it next week.
What's it doing?
Same thing, yeah. 2 gallons over 4.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Key Power's going to look at it next week.
Okay, anything else? I was reminded that it's time to take a look at the 2007 schedule. I will pull together a proposal and shoot it out to all of you, and then give you a chance to shoot it down or comment on it. We did get one item in it, and I got it under new business. It really is old business. Did anyone ever follow up? We received a complaint of a gentleman on Trail 9 that was bragging about working without any permits. he filled a constructed wall and dock and so forth, and the neighbors were upset because they go by the rules. Did anybody ever get a chance to get down and inspect that? See if there's any validity to that?
Down at that end, but I didn't see any construction going on there.
Why do you have a particular on that, don't you?
Do I have an address? Because I went, actually, when you emailed me on that, and I went down there, and I didn't see anything going on, unless I don't know.
Well, I don't know, is it worth talking to the neighbors and finding out that do you have a particular complaint from one of them?
Did anybody send in a form?
They haven't sent in anything in writing.
Then we're not dealing with it.
No, unless it's in writing. I just haven't stepped down there, Trail 9, you can see from the bridge, and there's nothing.
I guess my point is, as long as there's nothing flagrant going on, I mean, if somebody's back there, and there's someone there knows and playing him, then there's too much of that going on now, and we need to see if I can check it, so. Okay, finance, still isn't here to talk about finance, is there?
The only thing I do know is we sent out first, we got a bill for, you know, the first installment on the gates, and I know Bill sent out a check on that. I think it was $110,000. And it was for, their mobilization and some of the steel work. For the rebar fabrications, I think, and I forget, Bill just told me on the phone that he had gotten an invoice from SDC.
I guess that pretty well takes care of this, doesn't it? Anything left to go into is open forum. Anything for open forum?
I have a question back under old business on the shed that's Joe Fernandez's place last summer.
Nothing.
What action for taking on that?
I have contacted Judd Barrett on three separate occasions with regards to both the shed and your lift, and I can't get her to even return my phone call, so there's nothing I can do.
Have you talked to Joe about moving it? He was in agreement of moving it last year.
I did talk to Joe about it. Yep.
What does he say now?
I haven't talked to him recently about it. No, I'm done talking to him about it. I'm gonna get the courts involved in it if and when I can.
Well, he should be agreeable.
He had more than enough time to move it over the course of where I want to go and dispose of it, and chose not to. So now I'm just going to take it to the courts.
He should be agreeable to move it if your lift is moved, then he's got no more argument.
Well, that really wasn't related anyway.
It wasn't related.
He wanted to make it, but it had nothing to do with where he placed a very large shed below the 1450 elevation. So you're going to proceed with legal action on it then?
I would say we should send him a letter. Bruce, I'm sending him a letter.
It might be a little, they have more clout if the attorney writes the letter. And that legal action would be warranted if he doesn't comply. Yeah, we had lost that half of the equation. So, understand.
It's been 2 years.
Okay, Bill, you had something.
Yeah, can I get a copy of minutes from the October meeting and the executive session minutes also, please?
Executive session.
I don't think that it's an executive session.
How about the October meeting?
Yeah, they just got approved, so I can send them.
Can I get some that say draft on or wait for approval?
Well, we just approved them tonight. There were three changes on them.
Yeah, I can make draft copies. All of them.
You approved it with those three changes.
Yeah.
You deleted the one word, the only other two were just those two other items that had been slipped off that we wanted to capture.
My scribbling's all over.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay, after the meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, could you explain what the transducer repair is being tabled for the valve, what that's all about? Is that a position transducer on the valve?
Yes, and the reason we tabled it, Jim, is because currently you have to climb up and down 30-foot ladders. Because the walkway across the spillway is gone. So in order for a technician to get down there, you have to go up and down the ladders.
But we're tabling it to January of 2007, and that's telling you where that valve is when you're going to close it down?
We know that it's 100% open and 100% closed, and that's what Bobby feels we need.
Maybe that is a secondary valve.
And that's why we did it, because of the issues of getting to it.
Anything else? Okay, not hearing any more comments for open forum. Do I hear any motions?
Motion to go into executive session to discuss legal matters.
Second? In favor?
Aye.
So move.
I'm